There's just so much more to hear.
Download our podcasts at DubaiEye1038.com.
Yeah, so here we are looking at your weekend here on The Ticket, as we do each and every Thursday afternoon. And it's a bit of comedy to get us started today, as John Bishop, he's performing at the Dubai World Trade Center as part of his Winging It tour. Did a great Tracks of My Travels for us earlier on. If you missed it, head online to DubaiEye103.com and take a listen. I managed to get to speak to him this morning and asked him why he called it the Winging It tour.
Because we had to give it some title. And what happens is I don't write it down, so I don't spend, like, I haven't toured for 3 years, so I haven't spent 3 years writing things. I do loads of warm-up gigs, and a theme comes out, and the promoter said, if you've got a theme, what's coming out, what should we call it, what's happening in your warm-up gigs? I said, oh, I'm just winging it, and they went, that's the title.
And so what can the audience expect from tonight's gig?
Well, really, it's just me talking about the big things that have happened to me in the last few years, which basically come down to two big things. One is I turned old, I turned 50, and the other thing is my kids left home. So they're all things, they're all stories about, I suppose, your life and families, and it's been absolutely brilliant, because I've been doing it in the UK, and this was supposed to be the last gig tonight. And we've extended it for the next few months, for another 3 months in the UK, because it's just gone down so well.
So there it is, John Bishop. Ticket prices $250, starting at $250 for the balcony, regular $295, premium $495, and if you want the VIP treatment, $695. He's on at the World Trade Centre at 9 p.m.
Now from comedy, we move to a landmark celebration. And if you didn't know, Canada is celebrating its 150th anniversary. So to mark the occasion, the Consulate General of Canada in Dubai and Al Sakal Avenue, they're hosting a Canadian arts and culture programme.
Yeah, and Consul General Emmanuel Kamarakis says it's a big celebration this weekend.
It is indeed, Mark. Thank you very much. We're very proud. 150 years doesn't come along every day. It's our sesquicentennial anniversary. There's a word for the day. And we're very happy to be celebrating here in Dubai with a fantastic Canadian community.
What have you got planned for not only the Canadian community, but everyone else who wants to be part of this?
Absolutely. So we have quite a few activities coming up. We're going to close off our 150th year with Al Sakal Avenue. They're our partners this weekend. The activities are open to Canadians, Friends of Canada, and residents across the UAE. We have quite a few things going on. Our collaboration with Al Sakal is very much intended to kind of highlight Canadian culture, Canadian food, all the creative content we can get from Canada and bring it here into the UAE. So film, music, arts, literature, sports, and much, much more.
So it's happening at Al Sakal Avenue, and there's plenty to do this weekend.
So we're starting off on Thursday with an after-school youth program from about 3 o'clock to 5 o'clock, and that's including an Aboriginal arts workshop, parkour for the kids, reading with dogs, and then various kids' arts and crafts and other exciting activities. And then the public program, which is basically all day Friday from 10 a.m. until 9 p.m., basically includes workshops, including by a Canadian Aboriginal artist, a First Nations artist named Casey Adams, who's a wonderful artist, has had her pieces exhibited at the National Gallery of Canada and other galleries, and she's going to be doing workshops on Aboriginal art for everyone. Workshops are taking place throughout the day and are for children and also adults. We're also going to have a singer, a Somali-Canadian singer named Ladan Hussein, whose stage name is Cold Specs, and she's going to be doing some wonderful performances between 4 and 6 p.m. on Friday at The Yard. And the opening act there is going to be a Dubai-based Canadian jazz act named Nouveau Trio. And then we're also having a film screening a little bit later in the evening. This is going to be with a Canadian filmmaker named Anne-Marie Fleming, who's made a feature-length animated film named Window Horses about a young Canadian poet named Rosie Ming, who is invited to a poetry festival in Shiraz, Iran. And this is going to be a moderated discussion with the filmmaker, Ms. Fleming, who's in town.
So there we are, 150-year celebrations for Canada.
And then from 150-year celebration, we're moving on to beach polo. The annual tournament at the Beach Polo Club is back in Dubai. And at this time, it's at the brand new purpose-built venue at Skydive Dubai. Now, this year, the players hail from countries such as Argentina, Germany, the UK. And four teams go head-to-head in a two-day battle for the much-coveted trophy. And we asked Gabby Catiella, who's a tournament director and event director, is beach polo very different to that played on grass?
Yeah, it's a big difference because the field is much smaller. It is a 50 by 100 meter field, while the actual grass polo field is much more bigger. It's surrounded by boards, so it's called arena polo. It's much closer to the audience, so you can really feel and see the action. While on the big field, apparently it's so far, sometimes you lose a bit the interest in the game.
Now, as well as what's going on the beach, there's a lot of side events, fashion and entertainment going on. Just tell us more about that.
Yeah, we have a lot of side events planned. Like, for example, we have DJs on the first evening after the polo matches. We're going to have like a DJ battle with two of the resident DJs from 360 to have the night ended in a fancy after party. And at the second day, we have the same guys again, and then a big rock band who is bringing the whole thing to an end. You can come down to Skydive Dubai on a Thursday evening. We open the red carpet and the ticket sales at 7:30. And the Friday, we open at 4:30. And the tickets you can get at Platinum.
Yeah, you certainly can. And tickets for that event priced at 60 dirhams. Yeah, it certainly is the weekend. We've taken a look at Thursday. A quick recap. John Bishop, you can catch him tonight, the comedian at the Dubai World Trade Centre.
We've also got some celebrations for the Canadian 150th anniversary. That's happening at Al Sakal.
And beach polo, you can get involved in that. Skydive Dubai starts at 7:30 tonight.
Now moving on to Friday, and the IGN convention is back in Dubai for its fifth edition. Now if you've never heard of it, it's a convention where all gamers, cosplayers, superheroes, sidekicks, movie buffs, citizens, they all come together and join the video games, movie and pop culture community. Now we spoke to Nick Rago, he's a group editor of IGN Middle East, but you must have also heard him on Drive Live talking tech every Wednesday. Now he says dressing up is encouraged.
Cosplay is always highly encouraged and welcome at IGN convention. And this year, again, we're going out with a bang. We've got a massive cosplay competition where we're giving away a total of 10,000 dirhams in prizes. We've got some fantastic cosplayers in the region. We've got people obviously coming down to the show, you know, dressed up in their favorite game, TV, and movie characters. So there's definitely going to be a lot of people in costume at the show. And we definitely encourage people, even if you're not taking part in our cosplay competition, come dress as your favorite characters and you know, post some pictures and have a great day out at IGN Con.
So get your glad rags on for that. No excuses. Hub Zero City Walk, Dubai, 2 p.m. on Friday through until 10 p.m. And the best part, it's free entry.
Free entry. We love that on the ticket. Now, more free events. We're going to the Dubai Sports City. It's the December Frosty Fete that's back. And this evening we'll have lots of children's activities, including play areas. There's festive themed activities, a Christmas market, and there are also going to be Christmas movies that are going to be shown on big screens.
Awesome.
Yeah, so the whole family can enjoy this. Now, we spoke to Rajashree Iyer. She's the head of marketing at Dubai Sports City. And she says, based on popular demand, they've also got a sewing station.
So we have Brothers Sewing Machines, who are one of our co-partners in the event. And they have very smart sewing machines. So they will be having an entire section where people can buy if they want on that day, or they will show how to do, you can do fun embroidery on Christmas stockings, you know, your Christmas hats. So that is very good because even little older children and moms and dads who want to give it a go and, you know, experience first-hand embroidery, we have some sewing machines there too, where you can also experiment.
So that's happening tomorrow, Friday the 15th, 4 o'clock onwards at Dubai Sports City's Canal Residence West Retail Promenade, and it's free.
Now, we're going back to Alsakal Avenue. The good friends of the show, The Junction, they're searching for performers for a three-day open mic festival this weekend. There's no registration fee. Participants are invited to perform a five-minute comedic piece. So this is your chance. If you've always wanted to try your hand at stand-up comedy, this is it. Thursday and Friday, their events, and then the gala final will be held on Saturday, December 16th. That's happening at The Junction, Alsakal Avenue, 7:30 onwards. Free participation, but if you want to go down and watch and encourage people, that costs 40 dirhams.
Now, moving on to Saturday, and every Saturday the Sum of Us is serving up a sunrise market for their front doorstep, and this week it's a festive position. The morning market will have plenty of local arts and craft vendors, with Dubai Garden Centre offering a walk-in festive table decoration workshop, and there's also going to be baked treats from Rise and Dawn Bakehouse and Encounter Coffee. The Sum of Us, it's at the Burj Al Salam Tower, just off the Sheikh Zayed Road, and that's happening from 9 a.m. onwards.
Now, if you haven't heard, Dubai Safari has finally opened its gates, and it's describing it as a soft opening. So for the soft opening, the park, you know, it's not 100% finished yet, but any guests who visit over the next 3 days will get free entry.
Excellent.
And it's got four villages, it's got 250 species, more than 2,500 animals, and Hussein Nasser Al-Luta, he spoke to, he's the Director General of the Dubai Municipality, he spoke to the ARN News Centre and says there's a lot to offer at Dubai Safari.
It is divided to two sectors. One sector, it is for the Arabian village, Asian village, African village. So people can go with a bus, go through and see all the animals all around that area. Then they can go to the safari by riding another specialized also car, where they can feel that they are in the forest. They feel that they are going over, you know, number of animals, and have a different feeling.
So Dubai Safari, you can find that at Al Waqa 5 District near Dragon Mart. It's open daily from 9 through until 5 and free during the soft opening.
And now we're heading to Dubai Opera. There's a family concert of carols and Christmas classics performed by the London Concert Orchestra Show Band, Capital Voices and Western Soloists. And the three-show stint, that's the Jingle Bell Rocks. It's at Dubai Opera this weekend. We spoke to the musical director, Jay Alexander. He told us what we can expect from this musical extravaganza.
It's going to be a really big band. So it's trumpets, trombones, saxophones, piano, bass, drums. So we'll make a huge sound and a very festive sound. You know, this is obviously, this concert is a sing-along as well. So we want people to join in, whether, you know, we'll have lyric sheets as well. So there's some, obviously the soloist will be doing some beautiful, you know, Christmas songs. So it's a mixture of Christmas carols, Christmas songs. We're even doing Frozen, so Let It Go. I know everyone's household has Let It Go, but it's on the chart there. And, you know, it's Santa Claus is Coming to Town and Blue Christmas. But we've also got the beautiful Silent Night. You know, I think I love it all. I mean, the opening is Sleigh Ride. Come here, the sleigh bells ring-a-ling, ting-ting, ting-a-ling too, which all the singers will be doing. So, and then we start with a bit of, you know, we'll even be doing the 12 Days of Christmas. Come on, it couldn't get any more festive than that. And we get the audience all involved in it.
Sounds amazing. Jay Alexander there, he's the musical director. It's happening all over the weekend, of course, but on Saturday, there's matinees at 11 a.m. and 3 p.m. and it costs 250 dirhams.
I mean, if you go for Jingle Bells, I think the best thing to do is put on your ugly Christmas jumper. That is the time
Definitely.
To do it, isn't it?
Oh, it's got to be done. It's
got to be done. But a bit from away from Christmas, now X Dubai has partnered with Spartan Arabia for the first ever women's only Spartan race in the MENA region. It's happening this Saturday at Dubai's Jebel Ali race course. And the X Dubai Spartan race, it's 5 kilometres, 20 obstacles. It's an open sprint race and it's exclusive only for female participants, but all spectators are welcome to cheer them on. Julia El-Janabi, she's the marketing manager of Women's Only Spartan Race. And we asked her, how fit do you have to be to take part in it?
Well, so we do believe that anybody can do it. And we have seen, obviously, a lot of cases in the past. So we encourage anyone, regardless of their fitness level, to try out Spartan racing. Obviously, there's different sorts of obstacles. There's everything from water to climbing to paths of running. And others that involve obviously different parts of body strength. But yeah, we truly believe anyone can do it. And we're very excited. We have received overwhelmingly positive feedback. And there's going to be a lot of females from different backgrounds that are going to try this out for the first time. And obviously we always have our returning athletes that are very keen on giving it another try.
So where and when is it happening, Julia?
It is happening on the 16th of December at Jebel Ali Racecourse in Al Barsha, Dubai. And it's starting, the first heat takes off at 9 a.m. Registration will open at 7. So we're going to be there from the early morning until the afternoon.
And you can enter that. It's a cost of 250 dirhams.
Approximately.
Just a roundabout.
Yes. And now the final thing that you can do is head to the Els Club Championship. That's the championship golf course.
Yep.
For a social day. It's happening from midday until 9 p.m. And it's called the Open Day Bash. Now, we spoke to Rashmi Iyer from Dubai Sports City, and she told us what we can expect.
So there is a day long of live cooking stations. There is happy hour all day long, DJ. There is bouncy castles, movies getting showcased. And then we have two exotic restaurants, which is Big Easy, which is famous for their grills. And also there is a 261, which has very, very different kind of burgers and some happening food.
So plenty going on then this weekend.
Yeah, and most of them free. I mean, you miss any of that, jump online to DubaiEye103.com and look for our podcast. And it's all there with all the details.
Live weekend.
There's just so much more to hear.
Download our podcast at DubaiEye103.com.